Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat at 828¾ is up 5¼. July, 846¼, up 5½. March wheat in Chicago, 772¾, up 5¾. July, 785¾, up 8¾. March corn, 728 up 4. July, 717¾, up 3¾. December, 586 up 2. March soybeans, 1417½ down a half. July, 1394½ down 4½. Now 3¾ at 95 even. November, 1283¼ down 2. March soybean meal, 414.20 down 330. March soybean oil, 5084, up 39, now up 40. February live cattle, 130.77½, up 42½. January feeders, 149.40, down a nickel. And February lean hogs are 85.37½, and they are up 15.
Hi, this is Todd Gleason. Hey, join me January 25th for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. We'll share a little Illinois wine, eat some great Grand Championship pork, hear stories from Paul Cooley, do a little Ag Outlook with Wayne Nelson, Jackie Bakes, Steve Freed, and Gary Schnitke, and best of all, dine with Orion Samuelson. Your $100 ticket buys the meal, the show, and a signed copy of the Big O's new book. Even better, the funds raised will support the College of ACES Agricultural Communications and Hospitality Management programs. Register today at willag.org or call 217-333-9355.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Overnight, the electronic trade from Europe pumped up that soybean balloon, pumped it up nice and tight to 1436¼. And then this morning, the floor traders, when the pit opened, just let all the air out.
They sort of let the air out, didn't they, Dave? You know, you have to remember two things here. Number one, we've seen a very, very, very nice rebound. Number one, we were a little, Europe and Asia was a little bit behind. They didn't get in on the big show on Friday. They produced a big show yesterday. And the guys that got in early on Friday or held a position, those were some awfully nice profits, just bank a little bit today. And it is Tuesday where we generally see a little bit of profit taking. We also have some very good positive news in the week. Did sell a couple more boatloads of beans to China out of the Pacific Northwest overnight. And I think that we'll see some strength starting to come back in here with some buying, as the prices drift down a little bit.
So if you look at the technical charts for both corn and soybeans both, you see that we essentially have 50% retracement of the latest move from the highs to the lows. Which would you put the greater confidence in on continuing a rally and maybe moving all the way up to the previous highs?
Oh, previous highs. Continuing the rally. Let's go with that one first. The we have to think that corn probably has a little better chance moving up because, I mean, the old crop stocks are very, very tight. Mm-hmm. The feed usage, if it was right and not just sort of a glitch in the way the government's reported things, we haven't started rationing feed usages such that way. The beans have the chance of holding here good because the crush margins are good. China still has a voracious appetite, but we are looking at a very, very good South American crop coming on. Michael Cordonnier raised the Brazilian crop 1 million metric tons yesterday in his statistics, but he lowered the Argentine crop but still a very big number coming out of down there. And it's very, very much a big part of what the weather is going to be doing the rest of this time before they get the rest of the harvest in South America, whether beans will go on back to $15 or not.
And that's a couple of months. I mean, it is a long harvest down there.
It's a long, long, long harvest, Dave.
As I look at the ratio, the December 13 corn, November 13 soybean ratio, We're about at 2.19 right now. Informa, a couple of weeks ago, put out its estimate for the acreage, and they had a huge number for corn at 99 million corn acres, based on their analysis of the situation. Will that ratio, will 2.19 do 99 million corn acres, or will we have to see some reflection and change as we move into the spring to get it done?
You know, that's probably, it's still going to be a very big number. I don't know if that'll do 99. It'll probably do 97, 98. But as we look at things now, because farmers do love to grow corn, as we keep looking, Goldman Sachs popped out. They kept their near-term forecast high. Their longer-term rally, they basically, they're backing off on what can be out there because of the acreage, because of the South American crop looking good, and because of the ideas that the Black Sea area will also be contributing in there, Dave. So there's quite a differential between old and new crop corn and beans.
And as we move forward and begin to think about the February time frame, and we're going to think about insurance rates for corn being set, we're going to be thinking about getting ready for planting. Also in that time window will be this debt crisis issue. Will that potentially impact what futures do?
You know, whenever we've got the country's economic situation hanging in a balance, and depending on idiotic politicians, yes, it can screw things up, Dave.
So we might end up putting the technicals aside, all the analysis aside, and have a big outside market focus in that time frame as we're beginning to set these insurance prices.
You know, that could be some things. I think that the biggest thing at point, probably at that point in time, that will outweigh everything is going to be a South American weather at that point in time.
And so if weather continues to be good, and it is in Brazil, and we can make a case that there's a ridge now over Argentina, they're going to be dry for 10 days. If at the end of 10 days their ridge is still there for another 10 days, then we can begin to talk about that. But right at the moment, things still going as planned. Would we be thinking that November or July beans, November beans, September beans might be $12 or less?
With good weather,
with good weather
there, we are going to see more of a possibility of a slack off during that time period than a rally. I mean, as we look at things like that, because we will be looking at a continued, you know, excess yields, probably 30 million metric tons over last year's production. And, of course, you know, we've seen China already be pre-booking from down there. We've seen other countries be pre-booking from down that way. And basically along the way, you can't blame them when they can buy things $25 to $40 a metric ton cheaper.
What happened to the corn demand for exports?
Well, you have to have it to sell it. And the last report told us we really didn't have it to sell.
So it's really a matter of it's a function of there isn't any at the Gulf.
There isn't very much at the Gulf, and they're going to be tight-fisted with it because they don't have much. I mean, you know, if you walk into a store and they've got two rows full of one item, they're probably having a sale on it. Mm. If they've got 10 left on the shelf, there's probably not a sale along with that item. And that's sort of where our corn is. There, you know, number one, it cost us more to get it to the Gulf because of the river. We couldn't fill barges. Our freight was higher on it. The farmer was very stingy about selling it. And, you know, some of the people did want corn from the U.S. because they could load it out faster, didn't have to sit there for demurrage, so we were asking a premium for it. So those are the things that caused us to be higher and not be selling much exports.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Tim.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. March corn at 728¾ is up 4¾. December, 586¼, up 2¼. March beans, 1422¼, up 4¼. November, 1285½, down 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.